Welcome into Before We Go, our last look at the Week 2 game against the San Diego Chargers before we move forward to the Baltimore Ravens. J.T. Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier. All right, let's start with this. Remember, after that Packers game, the Jags were so close. Everybody's like, oh, the Jags are so close to being a good team, competitive. That all kind of went away last week.
Well, it went away, and it turns this week's game, I know we're looking back, but into something absolutely vital. You know, I think the trust that the fans had that this team was improved, I think it eroded on Sunday, and with good reason. I think fans are mad at it. I think players and coaches ought to be mad at it. So I think this completely resets the tone for this season, and it turns this week, frankly, into the biggest week I've seen around here in a long time.
Well, no disagreement here. You know, last year if this happened, we could talk, JP and John, about how, well, they're not as far along as we thought they were, right?
Right.
There's still some growth there. Allen Robinson was still on his way to ascending. Same thing with Allen Hurns. That's not the case this year. The talent level on the field is undeniable. Now, there's a lot of inexperience. Mm-hmm. Look at Ngakoue and Fowler and some other guys out there. But there's enough talent out there that you can go compete in San Diego, not necessarily win, but go compete. And they talk all the time, these players and coaches, about we'll go anywhere, anytime, and compete. They didn't do that last week.
So your question was what? Is it a different tone? Yeah.
Yeah. The optimism is gone at this point. Now people are cynical and they want to see results.
A lot of that goes around the quarterback's performance last week. Ratings in the 77 area. Three first half turnovers, not sharp. What was that from number five?
Here's the thing that got me, and I was standing on the sideline right. I was looking right in his eyes as he stepped up into the pocket, and I'm thinking, throw the ball, Blake. Take the sack, Blake, right? Live to fight another play. His eyes were as big as silver dollars as he turned. He'd already released the ball and realized T.J. Yeldon wasn't going to get this. What was he doing?
Right.
That's the part. That's complete regression. To go from being that quarterback who stands in the pocket and makes good decisions to, I mean, almost scared, what am I doing with the ball here, and throw it. I couldn't explain that, and that to me was the explanation for the game.
Yeah, and I use the word regression. I hesitate to use that off one game because it's a body of work thing, but I thought that was the worst game he's had since he sort of reached a new plateau last year. It's a quarterback's league, and the talent on this team is enough where it should be sort of even with most teams. And now you're to the point where if the quarterback has a game like that, that game wasn't all the quarterback.
Sure.
It didn't all fall on his shoulders. But at some point, the quarterback has to go win those games and not be that guy who's costing you points in the first half.
And at that moment, he didn't look like a guy. Not only did he look like a guy who wasn't capable of winning that game, he didn't look like he knew what he was doing. And I think when he let go of the ball, he really was uncertain himself.
Yeah, you can't have those loose moments at that position.
Quick final thought here, guys. What's next? This was a team searching for answers Monday and again today. How do they turn this around?
Well, discipline for one thing. You know, missed assignments, penalties, all that stuff. You know, I don't know if you start pulling guys out of the game or what, but that's got to stop. And a feeling last week going into San Diego that it was an opportunity to show how good you are. Sunday is a must thing to show the world that you weren't that.
These guys talk all the time about protecting the culture. They like the culture that Gus Bradley has built here. Well, the word accountability has been bandied about plenty over the last 2 years. You want this culture? You want this more relaxed than disciplined culture? Then you've got to go and protect that on the field and win. Otherwise, it's got to become a hard line. There have got to be guys put on the sidelines or put on the bench for making multiple mistakes. Gus talks about growing and improvement and all those things, and that's great if it works, but what determines whether it works? The scoreboard. The players have to go protect the culture. That's how you take this culture forward and win with it.
Big week, JB.
A kind of important one, and they'll play this Sunday at 1 o'clock at Everbank Field, and that's it for Before We Go.